I thought about starting my own podcast. Let me tell you what happened. So many questions, right? So many questions, not anywhere to look at, nowhere to go. How do you record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps where people listen? How do I make money? Well, the answer is very simple. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid a podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So don't hesitate. Hurry. Go to anchor.fm/start. Join me. anchor.fm/start. And don't wait. The world is going to be listening. That hobo with his southern twang show is back, coming to you something like live out of San Antonio, a 210. Alright, so of course everybody knows I'm the host, Joe Madness, and start by talking about a few things, right? First thing I want to talk about, you know, before this show really gets started, right? You know, there has been lots of problems I've been having with people that are so-called friends, right? You know, it seems like some of these people, they used to be around that aren't around anymore. They just kind of creep up on you, kind of spying on you to see what you're up to, type of thing, right? Nothing wrong with that. I think we've all been there. We've all done it. We've all been guilty of this, right? You get to thinking one day about things in life, things in the past, maybe things that haunt you. Started thinking about all these crazy memories, these things you've gone through, and then all of a sudden somebody just happens to pop up in your head and you're like, I wonder what that person's doing. So then you fucking Facebook stalk the hell out of them, right? Unless you're blocked, I guess you could, you know, come up with a dummy account just to kind of check things out, but I mean, who's got time for that shit, right? Seems like Facebook's already consuming most of people's lives already. Who's got time for two of those motherfuckers, right? But that's not what I wanted to talk about. You know, it seems like, you know, people have just come in and out of my life. Maybe some folks that are currently there, maybe they're here under false pretenses, you know? Never really can't understand people. People are so complicated. Especially females. Like, never understand anything about the women. So, you know, I've recently been called a liar by somebody, which I don't understand, you know. I guess if I were to set this up, you know, just kind of tell you guys you know, a little backstory on why, right? So, you know, there's a woman, you know, a friend, I guess if you call her that, for lack of a better name, that, you know, she happened to say some things, you know, like, you know, kind of sounded like some things were thrown in my face. And then she kind of brought up the whole alcohol thing, just kind of like rubbing it in my face, you know, which, I don't know, I guess I can be a little bit sensitive about it, you know, considering what's happened with it, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, I'm just an alcoholic and people are calling me an alcoholic type of thing. You know, I was just more or less just commenting to this person. You know, just kind of venting, right? We'll talk about venting in a moment, too. So, I was commenting. I was saying, hey, you know, I'm kind of sick of walking and riding the bus, right? And then they were like, well, you shouldn't have drank and drive. Da-da-da-da. And I was like, the fuck, really? Like, you just gonna sit there and tell me that all nonchalant? So, I guess I could have, you know, really. Yeah, I'm just gonna go and say it. I overreacted by a lot, you know? You know, my go-to thing that I like to do, it's just automatically shut people out, you know? Just automatically get rid of the evidence, so to speak, right? What you do is just clean everything. You make it spotless. So, any negativity just gets wiped. And you are no longer associated with whatever you needed to make spotless. You know, if that makes any sense. So, I guess you could call that a defense mechanism, you know, that I have. You know, I'm able to do that because, you know, I tell everybody this when they get upset over it, you know, over the result of their actions, you know, that it caused me to do this. You know, I tell them I don't even speak to my own fucking mother, you know. Like, why would you think I would have any qualms cutting ties with you or anybody else? So, you know, another thing, you know, if doing this, cutting ties with somebody or not having them a part of your life anymore results in something bad, you know? I mean, hell, I've fucking been homeless before several times, you know? I have no issues fucking living that type of life again just because I'm not gonna get treated a shitty way, you know? I'm not going to get treated in such a way that, you know, it makes me feel horrible as a person, you know? You know, it demeans me in a way. Which people would probably say, hey, you know what? Living on the street is pretty demeaning too, right? But it's a choice, you know? Like, why are you going to have people shitting on you? You know, when you don't have to. Like, I guess it would be different if I had kids, if, you know, there were people dependent on me, but no, the only person that depends on me is myself. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, there comes times where you make a decision and I kind of feel like you've matured enough to where you're able to, you know, sit down and think about the choices that you've made, you know? And if you feel like you've made a bad choice, that things could have, should have been handled differently, you know? Then you can, you know, you can admit that you were wrong. That, you know, you don't have to alienate the whole fucking world, you know? And that's just kind of how I felt about this particular person, you know? You know, I kind of feel like you know, I overreacted, and yeah, I mean, they said some fucked up shit, but you know what? I say a lot of fucked up shit, you know? And I guess the biggest thing, though, with this situation is there's kind of a language barrier, you know? So, you know, there's that. And, yeah, I mean, I would say it's maturity, you know? You're able to look back at past choices, decisions that you've made, and you're able to retract, you know, those choices. You know, I don't think that necessarily makes you a liar. You know, if you're doing something a fucking wrong way, you know, and you made a choice, you're doing it a whole fucking wrong way, you know, you're halfway in, you know. You know, you could be an ignorant fuck, you know, a douchebag, and keep doing it even though you know it's fucking wrong. You know what I mean? Just because you have that pride that does not allow you to pull it back. When you realize that you made a shitty choice, that you've made a shitty decision, and go about it a different way. You know, I don't think that makes you a liar. I think that's a sign of maturity. You know, I think that's an ability that everybody should be able to possess, you know? Don't let that pride get in your way and just fuck shit up even more for you than it needs to be. You know, you can apply this to any situation. You know, let's say you're building a house, you know? I mean, I don't know anything about building a house. So I guess this would work, right? You know, I'm reading the manual, I'm looking at it, I set up my fucking foundation, I'm building up my walls and everything, I'm setting them up, I'm like halfway there, you know? And boom, you know what? I've been using the wrong fucking wood, I've been using the wrong fucking nail, I've been using this wrong, that wrong, I did this wrong. Am I just gonna leave it there? You know what I mean? Like, the results of me being stupid on what has just happened could be fucking heinous. Could be horrible. They could be climactic in such a way that it affects this house, the people inside of it in the future, you know? Future people living in this house are going to be affected by those shitty choices that I made, you know? And I could have fixed it because I realized that mistakes were made. But, nah, I let the pride get in the way, you know? Nobody's going to notice, right? So, yeah, somebody was mad because I forgave this person. And, you know, I decided to, you know, to be their friend again, you know? I don't understand why, you know, I didn't do anything wrong to this person, but... Yeah, they called me a liar, and I don't really see it, you know. You know, just because, you know, there are some people that that are out there that you feel like you can talk to, you know what I mean? There should always be somebody around that you can be able to vent to. You know, it's not necessarily telling them that you're doing this, you're doing that. It's venting, you know what I mean? Maybe half the shit that comes out of your mouth doesn't make any sense. And the shit that does make sense, you know, it wasn't meant to be interpreted as in, hey, this is what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? It's fucking venting, you know? To me, venting is getting out any negative energy for the sole purpose of benefiting yourself. You know what I mean? You get it all out, then you're able to think freely. You're able to feel a lot better, you know, when you do get all that negativity out. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that whatever's coming out of your mouth at that moment in time is set in stone. It's more or less just meant to be taken with a grain of salt, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I guess there's people out there that don't understand that. And they just, they want to sit there and call you liar and stuff. And I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and shit on anybody. You know, I made it known to that person. I didn't appreciate it. And, you know, it just kind of got left at that. And for some reason, they're really upset. And I don't know why. And, I don't know. I guess it just kind of adds to the more stack of shitty crap happening in my life. You know, it just kind of adds to that stack. You know, instead of like kind of dwindling the pile, you know what I mean? It just kind of adds to it. You know, it's just, hey, it's more shit that you have in your shitty stack. More shit that's on your mind type of thing. So, yeah, sometimes you can't vent in front of some people, you know? So, don't be easily influenced, though, is, well, I guess what I'm trying to get at with this. You know, there's times where people try to influence your decision, you know, based off of your pride, based off of if you do this and it makes you this type of person. You don't want to be that. You know what I mean? Well, the thing about myself is I'm all sorts of fucking types of shit. You know what I mean? I'm not labeled in one category or another. Like there's no label for me. You know, I'm a fucking chameleon, you know? I'm a fucking chameleon. I am whatever I need to fucking be at that moment in time. Whatever I need to be in life, that's what I am. You know, I'm a survivalist. So, you know what? Maybe I do lie. Maybe I am a fucking liar, you know? But if it gets you whatever you need to get, and that's what I gotta be then, you know? If I need to be a fucking liar, if I need to be this or that. Let's not name any more categories, right? Let's not sit here and, you know, give anybody ideas, I guess. You know, like I said, you gotta try to hold your cards to the chest, you know? Like, you can't reveal your whole hand. So, yeah, man, that's a big one, you know, because I could see how people could be easily influenced by the words of others, you know, but I'm not the one. You know, what people feel about me, whether it's negative or positive, that doesn't influence my choices, my decisions on anything. You know, if I feel inside like I'm fucking up, you know, like I'm going to fucking fix it, you know. Unless I'm too lazy to do it, then that's on me, right? Like, I can't blame anybody else for that. But, hey, you gotta have the balls enough to fucking make that fucking decision, you know, pull that trigger. You gotta be able to stop what you're doing, retract, and go about it a different direction. You know, like, if you know you're fucking up, stop. You know, I don't care what it makes you look like in front of others, in front of your peers, in front of your family, in front of your loved ones, whoever's opinion you hold dearly, you hold in high regard, like it doesn't fucking matter, you know? I think you're a bigger and better person if you are able to do that, you know? Not a lot of people are able to do that. You know, I've been in that situation before. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I'm fucking awesome all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been times where I fucking realized it. I realized I fucked up. And then I'm like, nah, man. Like, nah. Because then I'm going to have to stay here at work even longer. So let's fucking fudge the numbers and we'll figure it out later, right? I think everybody's done that, but you know, there's just times where you can't do it, man. It's fucking wrong. It's fucking stupid. You know, it's not gonna benefit you in the long run, you know? So yeah, that's all I'm saying. You know, have your balls ready so you're able to pull that trigger and not sink yourself in a bigger hole than what you need to be in, right? Woo! Man, I feel like I got a lot out right now. It's fucking amazing. And on that note, let's kick this shit off. And that hobo is back on the mic. So, I got a story for you guys. You know, I don't even know if it's a good one, but I'm going to go and tell it just because, you know, it's the fucking show, you know? And before I do that, you know, I forgot to address the elephant in the room, right? Like, why wasn't there a show put out Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, right? Any of those days, no show was put out. Or even Sunday as a saving grace. Right? All right, so I don't know. I think the week's caught up to me, you know? I think I've had a lot of shit on my mind. You know, I spoke on some of it. And, you know, I don't know. Shit's been bothering me, you know? And, you know, I'm trying to position myself in such a way at the moment where I'm able to, you know, get my own place, get a car, you know, have some type of stability back in my life. You know, get my life back. You know, because right now it seems like the government's got my fucking life. And, you know, I don't like it. You know, I don't think anybody out there that has a similar situation enjoys themselves at this particular point in time, right? Like, it's not anything beautiful. It's not anything that I would, you know, wish upon anybody. Right? So, while that's trying to get, you know, figured out in its own type of way, you know, probably one of the biggest reasons also is this story I'm about to tell you. So, you know, the other day I was at work, you know, and, you know, I think I mentioned, you're not allowed to have backpacks at work. You know, they don't even have lockers. You know, they want you to have clear backpacks. And, you know, that ain't going to do a motherfucking thing for me. You know, I've said this before. You know, I have this alcohol machine, right? You guys all know about it. I've talked about it several fucking times. And it's not something that, you know, I take lightly, you know. I have to blow in this motherfucker. As nasty and perverted as that sounds. You know, I gotta fucking do an alcohol test on this thing 3 times a day. And, you know, if I'm at work and I'm not able to get that done, you know, there's nowhere to put the motherfucker, you know what I mean? Like, if I have it in the backpack, you know, I'm still taking a chance. You know, that thing's like $1,200, $1,500, or I don't know, whatever they got it marked down as, some ridiculous fucking number, right? Like, how does that motherfucker cost more than the iPhone? Like, somebody explain that to me. Speaking of the iPhone, taking a brief intermission from that shitty story. Have you guys seen that ad from iPhone? Like, Apple put out an ad for the iPhone. And this thing is fucking amazing, man. I don't even really throw that word around too much, you know? You know, it looks like an awesome fucking phone. And, you know, I think the commercial was like 2 minutes. I saw it on YouTube. And I was in awe. I was like, is this fucking real? Like, this is crazy.
Like, I think the only thing it doesn't do is suck your dick, and it doesn't have a pussy. So there's that. I think that's the only two things it doesn't do, you know? It might be able to control drones, drive your car, spank your woman on the ass. It might be able to tell your boss to fuck off. It might know jujitsu in case you get attacked. But, yeah, I mean, I think the only two things it doesn't have is doesn't suck your dick. For you ladies out there, it doesn't eat your pussy. It doesn't have a vagina. So, I guess the only thing, I guess, would be a positive for the women. Like, if you got a case on that motherfucker, you could pussy fuck yourself. I mean, there's that, right? So, that's kind of like an added bonus that's included. And supposedly, it's got, like, the world's biggest screen. So, you might be walking around with your TV everywhere. I don't know. Like, that's fucking crazy, man. Like, how much bigger are these fucking phones gonna get? Like, they're kind of big, as in the first phones that ever came out, but much wider. You know what I mean? So, all I'm saying is at least put a handle on that motherfucker on the back, you know? But yeah, Apple, yet again, has fucking changed the fucking game forever, you know? With this amazing piece of equipment it just unleashed on the planet. So, that happened, right? Just kind of going back to the story, though. Like I mentioned, you know, like, I have this fucking stupid alcohol machine still. There's no way to put it. They tell me I need a clear backpack. I can't wear my other one anymore. And it's like, I can't walk around with a clear backpack. What if somebody fucking swipes it from me? You know what I mean? Because they can see everything I fucking have in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, clear backpacks do not make any sense. Like, on what planet does a mesh backpack or a clear backpack make sense? Like, the purpose of a backpack is to be able to conceal your belongings, you know, to be able to carry them. You know, if everybody knows what you're carrying, I mean, goddamn. Like, kind of defeats the purpose, I think, all right? But yeah, I came into that problem. So, anyways, the other day, I think they wanted me to leave. They wanted me to stay till close, and I was like, I can't. You know, in the the gay fucking asshole pussy may or may not have a vagina manager. You know, he didn't want me to leave. He's like, oh, I can't change the schedule all the time. But, you know, imagine him saying this in Spanish, right? With not the sexy voice or any type of amusing voice whatsoever. Just basically just sounding like a little bitch, right? So he's telling me this. He can't change the schedule. He can't, you know, he can't let me not abide by the schedule and blah, blah, blah. And tell me I didn't work. And I'm like, really? I didn't work? Why am I sweating? Why are my clothes dirty? You know, so many questions on that statement alone I have for you. And I'm just kind of just sitting there taking it all in. Like, when are you going to stop and clock me out, you motherfucker, you? You know, I can't miss the bus, you know? I've already missed, you know, a test on a machine trying to make it home from the bus. And it didn't work. I was like 8 minutes late. I was like, fuck my life, dude. You know, like 8 fucking minutes, right? So, yeah, I told him, I was like, I need to go. You know, fuck whatever else you have to say type of thing, right? Like, the alcohol machine is the number one priority, you know? And then it's like basically everything else. That machine will get me locked up if I don't pay for it or, you know, abide by the rules and regulations of the alcohol machine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even fucking around with that thing. So, yeah, man, I was just looking at him like, nah, dude, I ain't staying. And then Everybody Mexican from Mexico is standing around me, kind of looking at me like in awe, like in shock, you know? Like I'm dropping knowledge on these motherfuckers, you know? Like some real shit happening right now, you guys. You know, I'm looking at them, looking at me, and I'm like, this is how you do it. Take some notes, motherfuckers. You know, it's like, you ain't gonna sit there and tell me what to do, man. Like, I'm a grown-ass fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make my own fucking choices. I make my own decisions. And none of which are based on what's about to come out of your fucking mouth. Or what benefits you, right? Everything. Every choice that I make is for the benefit of myself. So the greater good of myself. You know what I mean? Because I say this all the time. You're the only one that's going to look out for yourself. Nobody out there is going to do this. So while you're sitting there staying for these motherfuckers that you work for, your employers, while you're sitting there coming into work when you don't need to come in, while you're sitting there bending over backwards for them, you know, hoping that one day they'll remember that day that you did this or continue to do this, maybe throw you a little raise, throw you a little something, right? Whatever it is you're looking for. Maybe a promotion. Nah, man, that shit fucking matters. Nobody cares, you know? You know, like I told my friend, I was like, if I'm there, if I'm not there, those fucking dishes in the back are gonna get fucking washed regardless. Like, the world does not cease to exist. The world does not stop because of me. You know, I wish I had that type of power, but I don't. You know, a lot of people don't realize these little hoe-ass jobs that you do work. That machine will keep running with or without you. You know? They might fucking paint this fucking horrible picture in your head that, oh, you need to stay. It's like, nah, dude. Calm your ass down. Calm your tits. You know what I mean? Breathe. You need to breathe first before you open your fucking mouth and flap your gums, right? It's just like, nah, dude, like, everything's gonna be fine, you know? Everything's not gonna be fine if I fucking stay, you know? So, you just gotta figure out what your priorities are, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not able to do something, you're not able to do it. I mean, it's, what are you gonna do? You gonna feel bad about it? You know, he's sitting there, telling him this, you know, he was sitting there telling me that he was going to give me to sign a resignation letter. And I'm like thinking to myself, because I'm not even really thinking about anything else but getting on the fucking bus and getting back and doing the test on the machine, you know? That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Like, I'm not thinking about anything else. You know, I'm pretty much in chill mode. And when I'm in chill mode, I don't think about anything else. I'm just fucking chilling, right? So I'm like, okay, like, I wouldn't even think. I'm like, resignation letter, fuck yeah, right? Like, what does that mean? I can't even think about nothing because I'm in chill mode. So he's busting out this letter, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what? No, this is a horrible idea. Like, if I sign this, then fucking these illegals working there in the back are way smarter than me. Like, the fuck? Really? No. Like, this is crazy. I don't know why I related to that, but, you know, it's just, I did. It happened already, right? So, yeah, I was like, no, I'm not fucking signing that, motherfucker, you know? So, he didn't want to clock me out, and then he kept saying his word. I didn't fucking understand. I was like, you know what? I ain't got time for this. You know, I looked at him. I said, I got to go, you know? So, I mean, I thought I was fired. I don't fucking know, right? Like, it sounded like I was fired. But then you throw in the resignation letter thing, and it's like, what is going on here? What is happening? Anyways, I just fucking left, you know? And apparently everybody was just making a mockery of the whole situation to him. Like, they were making these inside jokes about it, and I don't know if he caught on or not. And people were asking about the inside jokes, and that's kind of awkward from what I was told. But yeah, I mean, you gotta take care of yourself. First and foremost, you can't sit there and worry about everybody else. you know? So, yeah, I fucking left, and, you know, me and my friend were talking about this, you know? There's many more stories to tell about that fucking place, but, you know, maybe for another day. I don't know. I don't know if these stories ever get told, to be honest. I don't know if they should be told. You know, sometimes you gotta worry about incriminating yourself, you know? I guess that's why a lot of people, when they do videos or they do anything, they throw in disclaimers. I don't even know if that fucking works, you know? I guess the best idea is just not to talk about it. Not to do anything in relation to it, right? Whatever set thing is. So, anyways, me and my friend were talking about what happened. And, yeah, she was telling me everybody's making these jokes and everything about it, you know? Not about me, but in regards to the manager guy. And we were like, God damn, I can't believe he did that. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a fucking typical one for me, you know? Like, it wasn't anything unusual. Like, that's just me being me, right? But yeah, she was telling me that the other manager, you know, the ones that's actually in charge, was like, well, I don't even chase my own husband around. If he wants to come to work, he comes to work. And I'm like, well, it sounded like motherfucker fired me. So that happened, you know? Apparently I wasn't fired. I mean, I don't know. I didn't even know what to think about it. So, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, I could just show up back to work and then everything be like nothing ever happened, right? And the looks on everybody's faces, instant legend status, right? At the illegal restaurant. That's what I think. Like legendary status amongst the paisanos, you know? So yeah, you know, that's what happened. And I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen with it. I don't know if I'm gonna continue working there. I don't know, but I do need a fucking job, so I need to figure it out. It's what I need to do, and tune in on the next episode. Find out what happens in the day of the life, right, of Joe. Fucking Book of Joe, too. That was a great episode, wasn't it? So, now, here's a subject that I've touched on before, that I figured I'd touch on once more. So, can women and men be friends? You know, I've contemplated this. I've made a choice. I made a decision one way or the other. You know, I've gone back and forth, flip-flopped. You know, I've played both sides. You know, there are pretty much a number of reasons you can justify it, giving an answer either way. And right now, I think the answer is no. I think it's no, like ever. You know, I don't even know if, you can be married and, you know, they be your friend, your best friend or whatnot. I mean, I don't even know if you'd want to call it that, you know? You know, I can't even speak on that because, you know what? I've never been married. So, I guess if I were to talk about it, right? There's nothing wrong with talking about anything. I would say the answer to that is no. You know, there seems to be a lot of people out there that are married and, you know, they fucking cheat on each other all the time for no reason. You know, I think before those people got married, I think for the most part, they kind of knew something about each other. They kind of knew the basics, right? Whether it be sexual, whether it be, you know, common interests that they might share or they don't share. You know, their personalities. You know, obviously there's skeletons in everybody's closets. But I think for the most part, I think once you engage in living with another person and you're with them, you know, you sleep in the same bed, you see them every day for the most part, right? You know, the interactions between yourselves are common. You know, it's something that you guys are gonna run into each other all the time, right? Because hell, you're fucking married, you're with each other, you're living with one another. I mean, there's shit you guys go through that, you know, nobody could probably imagine, you know? I mean, it's like that with everybody's relationship. But when you talk about friendship, though, you know, I've said it before, you know, like, I don't think you can be friends with anybody unless you fuck them first. Which I think you're knocking on the door with that statement, you know, for sure. You know, because I think my reasoning behind that was, you know, I'm not going to sit there and listen to your fucking hoe ventures, your stories about how you're fucking this guy or that guy, and not know what it fucking feels like, especially if I want to fucking tap that, right? It makes sense. You know, then you go to the other side, which would be, you know, you don't have sex with them. You keep it pro, right? Keep it profesh. I don't even know if that's a fucking word. I just made up a fucking gay sounding word just for the amusement of you people. You keep it casual. You can't even say that because that means sex, right? Can't even do that. So, I don't know. You keep it even non-sexual, I suppose. I don't know. I think eventually somebody's going to catch feelings. You know, I think that's bound to happen. You know, one from one party or the other. You know, you spend enough time with somebody, I mean, you're bound to grow something for them, right? I mean, you can call that shit love. You can call it some type of bond. I mean, I don't know. There's so many different type of words, which is essentially, more or less, they probably mean the same shit. I mean, let's be honest. They probably all mean the same thing. I don't know. Right? I would think so anyways. So whether you have this bond or you don't have this bond, whether you're married or not, there just kind of lingers that question, right? Can you be friends with the opposite sex? That's the million-dollar question, right? You know, if you feel like you got the answer for this, you know, maybe you got a story, something juicy. Maybe just something's on your mind. You don't know how to get it out. You don't know who to get it out to. But you know, you need to get it out somebody because it's fucking killing you. It's eating you alive. You know, feel free to shoot me an email. hobo210@aol.com. You know, I believe technology's advanced in such a way where you can even send video, you can send voice messages, whatever you want to fucking do. Hell, you can even do it through the app. Is that? You can do that. But yeah, I don't have the answers. I really don't. The only thing I know is what's happened to me. It seems like most of the people that I've engaged with from the opposite sex that I claimed at one point or another to be friends for whatever reason. Such a silly word to me. It doesn't make any sense. Like, what does it really mean? You know, I used to believe that, you know, if you if you've been through some shit with somebody, you know, there's a bond that you two form that lasts a lifetime, you know? You know, such a bond that cannot be torn apart by anything. But that's proven to be wrong over and over. And I think the only conclusion I've come up with as far as this goes is, you know, from my experiences, everybody that's been the opposite sex in my life, pretty much everybody, I would say, at one point or another, we claim to be friends or we claim something, right? They're all gone. Nowhere to be found. And, you know, for the most part, when one thing is shared amongst all of them, you know, on their part, which would be, they've all wanted to have a relationship. They've all wanted to have something more. And, you know, when told that this was not going to happen, you know, they've all had, you know, a few different reactions, whether it be negative or positive, you know. But for the most part, I mean, I think everybody's reaction, most of them have been pretty negative. And I don't understand why. I mean, you know, it's just me, right? Like, am I that special? Am I? I don't think I'm that sought after. I don't think I'm a hot commodity, but what the fuck do I know, right? So that's been shared amongst everybody. You know, you tell them that you don't want a relationship and, you know, the one key thing that's, you know, continues to hold true that's happened with each and every one of them is that pretty much we're no longer friends. You know, and I think that's where the choice in, you know, retracting your statements and everything comes into play. I'm not saying that, you know, pull back and tell that person that, you know, there could be something. When you know wholeheartedly, there could never, ever be anything with that person. No, what I'm saying is, pull back and don't try to alienate everybody, you know? I mean, you gotta have somebody around. You know, you just can't be talking to yourself all the time, right? You know, I think a basic human need that's shared among everybody is the need for other human interaction, you know? Maybe it's a fault in our species. I don't fucking know. Whose question is that? Whose question is that to be answered, you know? Like, whose question is that for? Like, who can answer it? I don't know. It's just a thing that we, it's a thing that we need. I don't know why, it's so silly. Like, I don't even think a dog or a puppy or a kitten or, I don't know, any other fucking animal could replace human interaction, right? I mean, there's been a many of movies. Like, it's been in, what is that? Castaway, the one with Tom Hanks, where, you know, he's talking to a fucking beach ball for a decade, I think, until he finally gets rescued. You know, just to kind of have something there that resembles a person in some type of way, right? There's the Twilight Zone, where that guy, you know, he's a prisoner on some planet, and then they drop off a fucking a female robot, and he's in heaven after that. He's just like, he's not trying to fuck her. He's just trying to talk to her because he hasn't talked to anybody in forever. I don't remember how that one ends, but I mean, hell, there's so many different stories out there, you know, where people go insane because they're not able to fucking talk to anybody. So yeah, I don't know, man. It's a crazy question. Like, who has the answers? You know, does anybody out there have answers to this? Because I sure as hell don't. It's a crazy question. They will continue to have crazy answers. They will continue to be asked by many of people from all walks of life. They speak all sorts of different languages. And we may very well never have the answer to. Whew, it's been a long, exhausting show for me. You know, I just came across this subject in my head, which I'd figure I'd talk about, and this is the first time I've actually talked about something without having any real thought about. You know, I don't know, for some reason it just popped in my head. You know, there's a lot of people that have committed suicide, you know, over the years. And, you know, there are a lot of them that are more widely known, obviously, or are famous, right? You know, there's been many of people, famous or not, that continue to kill themselves. You know, they could be your... It'd be your brother, your sister, anybody, you know. And then there's those people that talk about it, that hope it happens, that they die, that have tried to cross over to the other side, and for whatever reason, it just didn't happen, you know. Whether you believe in fate or you believe in destiny, you know, I think many of things could play a part in failures in this or success, just like anything else. You know, what about these people that have tried it and just, I don't know, just never happened? Like, why is that? Why weren't they able to succeed in something? It could be described as nothing less than pretty much relatively easy, right? I mean, loss of blood, loss of lots and lots of blood will be the doom to anybody. You know, that's probably one of the easiest ways to go about death. Is to make sure you lose gallons and gallons of blood before anybody finds you or is able to do anything about it, right? So, it sounds simple enough, but why are they not succeeding in this? Why do they find it so difficult to accomplish their goal of not living anymore? You know, a lot of these people that kill themselves, a lot of them have families, you know, that they talk to, right? A lot of them have children that they're supposed to care for and nurture and watch grow, help influence their lives, their minds, shape them into something beautiful and something strong, so they're able to venture out in the world on their own. So without this parent in their lives anymore, what are they to do? What are they to be? And then you have other people that, I guess, they struggle with depression, or they struggle with self-hatred, or I don't know what else. Maybe they just feel like they never belonged anywhere. They're just upset at the world, or I don't know. I guess it could be a many of reasons. And those people try to kill themselves. And a lot of them succeed. You know, what about the people that do succeed? What happens after that? Would you consider those people selfish? I don't know if I would, you know? Like, you know, I've mentioned this before. You know, as a kid growing up, you know, I used to hear my mother, you know, scream at the top of her lungs to the sky that she wished the God, whoever, whatever God she was talking to. I mean, you never know, right? There's so many. You know, we'd just take her somewhere, anywhere but here, anywhere but that particular place where she was at, with whatever mindset she had at that time, feeling whichever type of way, for whatever reason, right? I mean, you never know why they feel a certain way. You never do. There's no real reason why anybody should not continue living anymore, right? And the crazy thing is honestly, I don't ever know if she ever tried to take her life. I really don't know. I've never asked her. It's not something that ever crossed my mind, but you know, the memories of shit like that occurring, shit like that happening, you know, as a child, they're very vivid, you know? I guess at that point in time, I felt unwanted. I didn't feel like I wanted to be, you know, a part of life anymore, because I felt useless, you know? Like, the person that gave birth to me just felt like I wasn't a good enough reason to continue living anymore. You know? Like, I didn't bring any sense of joy to them. Like, all this negativity. And I never understood why, you know? You know, my parents were in a marriage. It wasn't loving. It was more out of convenience, out of necessity. Two incomes are better than one type of deal, right? And you're in a foreign country. You know, you don't want to be alone. So I guess, I don't know. I guess the logical thing for stupid people is to get married, right? So you're not lonely. You know, and that's what happened. So, you know, eventually they split up. You know, because, I mean, the idea of marriage can be moronic, to say the least. You know, it just, I don't know. How could it ever work? Like, what type of mindset must you be in for that shit to ever work? That's another fucking question that nobody's ever figured out, I don't think. I don't want to say anybody, but it's probably like, what, the 1%? You know, everybody talks about the 1%. This is a different type of 1%, though, you know? This is the survival rate of marriages. I don't care if you're gay, straight, or whatever. I mean, I think that 1% applies to all. You know, it transcends sexuality, religion. So, yeah, suicide, death is, I would believe it's a selfish act, you know. Not only monetary, you know, financial reasons, you know. But yeah, there's a whole lot of puzzle pieces involved when it comes to life. And, you know, you take one out, I mean, the puzzle's never complete, right? So I guess you can kind of plug that into the whole suicide thing. amongst people. I mean, when somebody decides to take their life, it not only affects people around them, their communities. I think it affects the world as a whole, you know? You know, when you really do look at the big picture, you know, you can really get in depth with it. So, you know, that I think that continues to be a touchy subject amongst society. You know, it happens so frequently, you think people would, you know, get used to it. But I don't think you guys have, you know. I think when it really affects you is when, you know, you think you found that person and they're gone the next day because they're unhappy with this or that. That's got to be a horrible feeling. Like, you weren't enough. You were with that person. Like, you guys were a relationship together and you guys were a couple, and not even you could deter them from taking their own fucking life. Like, think about that shit. That's crazy. That's fucking nuts. So, what I find really insane is people with money. You know, there's a whole lot of people out there that speak on money cannot buy happiness. I think you could buy a whole lot of shit, you know, that could make you happy. You know, I honestly wholeheartedly believe that if I had a bunch of money, I would never be sad. Like, what are we talking about right now? That's what I would be saying. You know what I mean? I think if you're in a shitty situation, money can definitely make things a whole lot better, more comfortable, you know? And it seems to be the number one reason why people fight. You know, it usually always boils down to money, whether it be wars, whether it be, you know, social interactions, altercations, assaults, whatever it is. I mean, probably next to sex. I mean, those are probably really close together, you know, as far as why shit goes eerie. Why shit goes wrong? It has to do with sex or it has to do with money? So, pick one, right? Why did this happen? Why did this person die? It's got to do with sex and money. That's the reason, right? Why did this guy feel the need to mark this other guy? Sex and money, right? Like, what else could explain it? So, even famous people, I suppose, they upset, you know, and they're dealing with some shit and they fucking off themselves, you know? Have everything in the world you want and you still want to kill yourself. Like, at the world at your fingertips and you still want to kill yourself. Like, can I get some of that before you die? You know what I mean? Can you break me off a piece? So, you know, I don't understand, though. Like, I guess a big one is, what keeps people from not thinking about killing themselves, you know? About not doing that. Well, like, what keeps people going? What is it? Like, I don't think about killing myself, you know, like, ever. I don't think I've ever thought about that. You know, I might have jokingly said it to the wrong people every now and again, but did I ever say it in such a way that I felt it, you know? Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I really do want to kill myself. Like, no, that has never happened. Like, what keeps people from doing that? You know, what is it about our brains that we're programmed differently than these other people that feel the need, feel the the urge to do this horacious act? Horrendous. Is horacious even a word? I don't think it is. I think I meant to say horrendous. So I think I'm going to just go with that. But yeah, I don't fucking know, man. That's a whole lot of thinking going on right now. And before my head starts to hurt, let's wrap this shit up. Everybody knows what that sound means. It's the end of the show. Don't cry about it. So, a lot of shit has been talked about. And some shit has kind of been regurgitated a different type of way. You know, it happens, right? After all, I am human. And that's what we all seem to do. We all seem to harp on shit that's happened, harp on the past, the future, even though it hasn't happened. I mean, I guess you can still harp on it. Why not? Do whatever the fuck you want to do, right? So, yeah, hopefully this next episode, you know, after this one, will be put out on a timely manner and not take so fucking long, but no promises can be made, right? You know, I might even start the next one early if I have some time. But yeah, I think it's been a great show. I think it's been a good one. You know, I think that next time a show is recorded and put out for you guys' listening pleasure, it will be better than this one. And other topics will be discussed that intrigue the mind, right? That everybody's been thinking about, but nobody wants to fucking talk about it because, I don't know, for whatever reason, we feel like we can't. We can't fucking say that. We can't fucking talk about this, that. You know what? Fuck that, man. Talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. Do whatever the hell you want to do. You know, and if it's bad, just don't get caught. You know, I think the thing with bad things, when you do bad acts, when you do things that you're not supposed to do, I think the trick is to tell yourself it's not bad. You know, tell yourself enough times that something's not bad, guess what? You're going to start to believe whatever bullshit that you painted in your head to believe, right? You're going to start to believe it. You're going to start to feel it. You're going to start to live it. And if you believe it's not bad, then who's to tell you that it is, right? Who's to tell you? If you don't think something is wrong and you wholeheartedly believe it's good, then who the fuck is there to tell you that you're wrong about it? So, of course, it's that hobo with his Southern Twang show. I'm that motherfucker with a $1 million voice. The host of the best podcast on planet Earth. And the world is fucking listening, you guys. That's a beautiful thing. Joe Madness. Now you guys know it's coming. I'm out, bitches.